Bibles and turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. It's been a rough week this week. I feel like the devil's been after me. Some persecution in different places. And then today, you would think a good morning would church, but I was depressed before I got to the pulpit. I said, "Lord, you got to turn this thing around." But anyways, we had and then turned out to be a good service, good ride home, and I was tired, but glad to be back in church tonight. Amen. So, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. The Bible says, "And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Father, I pray tonight, as Brother, our pastor, has prayed a few minutes ago, we pray, and Brother Ray has prayed, we pray, God, that you might minister to the needs of our prayer requests. God, you might minister to our needs tonight in church. That, God, tonight you might open our hearts to receive your word. Now I pray if there's one here tonight that doesn't have a relationship with Christ Jesus tonight, they would give their life to you and be saved. Or those watching the live stream, Father, tonight they'd be blessed and ministered to, and you'd open their hearts to understand the word. And I pray that, Lord, that we would hear from you tonight. And we thank you for our pastor and Miss Faye. We pray you bless them and the ministry here. Lord, what a special time that we can gather around the Lord's Supper. And I pray, God, that you would even now begin to speak to our hearts. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this subject, the precious blood of Jesus. Amen? The precious blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1 speaks of the rich salvation we have in Christ Jesus. Remember, our salvation was not plan B when Adam and Eve fell in the garden. It was always God's plan before the world even began to send forth his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. Amen? It was only in the mind of God that that take place. In fact, verse 3 of chapter 1 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." According to God's abundant mercy, he has begotten us unto a lively hope. It's not a dead hope, it's a lively hope. Amen? And so our salvation, again, was not plan B. It was not something we can work up. We know that, for by grace have we been saved through faith, that not ourselves. I know we all know that. But why is it so many people trying to work their way to heaven? Amen? And why are they trying to, Jesus said, if they come up another way, you know, they're robbers and thieves. Jesus said, "I am the door," you know, and in John 10:10. So, but as we look at our salvation, it's precious. It's precious. Why? Because Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our sins. And I like what John MacArthur said. He said, Jesus, you know, didn't just die to forgive us of our sins, but he died, number one, yes, to forgive us of our sins, but it's more than that. It's a life of transformation. Paul said we've been transformed. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Let's live with that joy and that mindset, amen, that we are new. I spoke this morning, I was talking about so many times we say, yeah, well, I had faith that God saved me. Well, God gives us a living faith, too, to live for him. And so I like what he says here in verse 4. The Bible says in verse 4 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, talking about our inheritance. He says, "To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Listen, we have an inheritance that nothing can touch. Amen? And it's reserved in heaven for those who are born again. And so, though we may suffer for a season in our faith, as many of our brothers and sisters are even right now in Afghanistan and other places, we have an eternity that will not fade away or be corrupted by anything. And this is ours, given by God the Father through His Son Jesus Christ. And when we speak of this lively hope and the salvation we have in Jesus Christ, Peter uses a word to describe the value of what Christ has done for us on the cross. Again, verse 19, it's that precious, precious blood of Christ. There are four different Greek words for that word precious. Yet, in all of these, they speak of the value, something valuable. In fact, the great value is seen in the ointment that that Mary used in anointing the head of Jesus. That word is also seen in the value, the fruit of that farmer. He waits for that fruit in James 5:7. It also speaks of something value, the precious stones, in regard to our rewards at the judgment seat of Christ, that word precious. But in these verses, in 1 Peter, it speaks of the great and precious value of the shed blood of Christ spilled out on the cross for our sins. So, I want to talk to you tonight about the precious blood of Christ. Number one, it's a predestinated blood. It's a predestined blood. Verse 20. Who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Acts 2:23 says, this was, again, it talks about it was the plan of God. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel in foreknowledge of God. Again, it wasn't something that man, that God just dreamed up when Adam sinned. It was already there. God, I'm telling you, that to me, that speaks of the love, the holy love of God, that He would already have a plan, knowing Adam and Eve were going to blow it. Already had a plan to save us. Hallelujah. Amen. The incarnation, the death, the resurrection, again, were not result of a change of purpose to meet an unforeseen circumstance. They were foreseen, foreordained in the eternal counsel of God. Peter does say that it was manifest in these times for us. So this is, again, God's proof of His love. He'd planned it all. You know, people say, well, I lose my salvation. Well, if you can lose it, you never had it. Amen? You can't lose what God did for you. He saved you. And to me, knowing this, in fact, I was reading my Bible this week. I was reading through Galatians. And I came across a verse, and it's focused on, you know, God's mercy and God's grace. Man, I just stopped right there in my quiet time and had a fit with the Lord, just thanking Him for who He is, the rich salvation we have in Jesus Christ. Knowing this, again, makes our salvation even more precious. One writer put it, before God created the universe, before the cosmos, the world, the chaos, before the world, the chaos became creation, God planned it. All right, it wasn't some devastating accident. It was planned in the mind of God. But so it was we see it was a predestined blood. But also number two, it was the precious blood of Christ shed for us. Verse 19. You know, when we hear Peter, you know, as God's given him these words in verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ. You look at Peter, man, he's just a rugged fisherman. How in the world could he speak so elegantly? But, you know, again, it's the Holy Spirit speaking through him. And this term precious is mentioned or recorded four times in 1 Peter and twice in 2 Peter. And again, it's precious. It's the precious blood of Christ, the blood of the Lamb. As stated earlier, as you look at the blood of Christ, they didn't consider it precious until after Calvary, till after Jesus shed his blood. And when he shed it, it became precious. It has a twofold meaning. It's precious in value. Acts 20:28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Robert Lowry in 1876 penned this hymn: "Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know." We sing it, nothing but the blood of Jesus, right? Amen? Francis Havergal saw a picture of the crucified Christ with the caption, I did this for thee. What hast thou done for me? And she wrote a poem based on that caption. She was dissatisfied with it, had taken it and thrown it into the fire to burn it, and the wind caught it and blew that poem back out of the fire. And she picked it up, and this poem was published: "I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightest ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me?" Had this poem been burned up in the furnace or in the fireplace, we would not have known this great hymn, which speaks of the precious, precious blood of Jesus. This precious blood of the Lamb is worth far more than gold or silver. Amen? With the stock markets, if you're playing, you got money in the, it's up one day, down the next. Gold is up one day, silver is up. Next thing you know, they're both bottomed out. Listen, but there's nothing as great and precious as the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing more precious than Jesus Christ. But also, the precious blood of the Lamb is infinite in value. Its price was greater than any price previously paid. It cost the very Son of God his own blood in perfect sacrifice. Think about the Lamb of God. He was without blemish, without spot. He was the pure Lamb of God who shed his blood on the cross. Look at two phrases: without blemish. The blood of the Lamb, as well as the Lamb, was without fault and defect. When they took an animal and they were sacrificed, it had to be without spot, without blemish. It had to be without fault, without defect. It couldn't have anything if it pictured Christ. And Jesus Christ was without blemish, without spot, without defect, without fault, without any deformity. He was the perfect. He is the perfect Lamb of God. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Amen? Free from all. 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit," meaning made alive by the Spirit. But also notice it's precious in its rarity. Years ago, the Rockefeller Report gave an account of a Western African man who had supplied his veins with the very first blood vaccine for yellow fever. And they used this man's blood and they made the antibodies and it became a precious blood. His blood became useful for the vaccine. And in 1937, the yellow fever vaccine was first produced from that one man's blood. Can't you see how even though this one man's blood helped millions of people, think about the precious blood of Jesus that goes far beyond anything, any health thing. It goes far beyond the physical, goes to the spiritual. Listen, God has delivered us from the power of darkness and transformed us into his light. Amen? I'm getting old. I can't remember scripture like I used to. Listen, the untamed blood of the only one God-man, God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. Only one man, the God-man, Jesus Christ, the precious, precious Lamb of God, could yield the cure, not by donating some blood, but shedding his blood on the cross. The hymn writer said, I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but oh, he washed it white as snow. Amen. Lord, now indeed I find thy power in thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. For nothing good have I whereby thy grace to claim. I wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Amen. Hey, we stand in Jesus Christ. Hey, it's okay, we know all this tonight, but it's okay to be reminded of the precious blood. But also, Peter shows us it was a pure blood, amen? Pure blood, verse 19, but without the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish, without spot. The lamb was chosen for its perfection, amen? In choosing the Passover lamb, the Jews chose only lambs without blemish or defect, as noted earlier. The healthiest and the best-looking yearling was singled out from the rest of the flock. Not any lamb would do. Not any animal would do. It had to be perfect. It had to be chosen. It had to be pure. And the lamb that was chosen and selected was carefully observed for 4 days to make sure it was truly a perfect lamb. Jesus Christ is that perfect Lamb of God. Amen. And the Lamb was also chosen for death. We see in Isaiah 53, 7 through 9, it talks about the perfect, the pure Lamb was marked for death to cover the sins of the people. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. You know, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking about Jesus as he stood before Pilate and didn't say a word. And being led down the Via Dolorosa with the cross, all that he's gone through. Now think about today, Christians that are being persecuted, how their world cries out injustice, and yes, it is an injustice, and what they're doing to Christians. But I say, many Christians, pastors, missionaries that are persecuted, they're not putting up a fight. Have you noticed? They're not putting up a fight. They're not trying to kill somebody. They go like Jesus as a lamb to the slaughter. And many of them that have been free, guess what they do? They go back to the mission field. Why? Because we have a cause greater than anything in this world. Amen? The cause, lost souls of people that need to be saved. But Jesus, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearers is dumb. So he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Jesus was chosen for death, Isaiah's account. But also, the Lamb was chosen to have no broken bone. This was prophesied long before Jesus would die on that cross, long before he'd be hung on that cross. Psalm 34:20 speaks about this. Jesus willingly gave of his life. Amen. Man didn't take it from him, even though sinful men had a part in this, of putting Jesus on the cross. But really, God allowed Jesus to die on the cross. God had it planned out. Yes, our wicked hands, our sin was the cause. Amen. But Jesus took his own life. He laid his own life, I mean, down on the cross for us. Man, as they would break the bones of those that hung on the cross so that they would die a faster death, they didn't with Jesus. Amen? But also, not just a pure blood, but it was a powerful blood. Amen? For as much, verse 18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen. It was a powerful blood. It was a saving blood. Amen. Just like the Passover lamb would be put over the blood of it would be put over the doorpost and Egypt. And as the death angel passed by and as he saw the blood, he would pass over and the firstborn would be saved and safe. Same thing with us. Jesus' blood is powerful. It's a saving blood. Amen. John 10:9, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. It says to me that our salvation, it speaks of safety. It speaks that we're saved, we're secure in Christ Jesus alone. But also the blood of the Lamb is powerful in its security. Did you notice in John 10:9, he said, I'm the door, by me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. This speaks of the security we have in Christ. Paul said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Or what can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing, right? Nothing. We are saved. We are secure. As a Christian martyr was summoned before the authorities, they said, you're a heretic. You will be lost. The martyr boldly expressed his faith in Christ. No, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. This martyr knew that he was safe. Safe am I in the hollow of his hand, sheltered o'er, with his love forevermore. No ill can harm me, no foe alarm me, for he keeps both day and night. Safe am I, in the hollow of his hand. The blood of the Lamb is powerful in its saving. Amen? Security, but also it's sufficient. Jesus said on the cross to tell us that it is finished. Amen. It's done. We don't have to be a Jehovah's Witness. We don't have to be a Mormon. We don't have to be in a cult trying to work our way ourselves to heaven. No, we come by the way of the cross. We come and place our faith and trust in the living Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have a memorial service like the Jehovah's Witnesses said. We have a resurrection service. He's alive, church. Amen. There's victory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Woo! Makes me excited. Sufficient. That's why I can lay my head down on my bed at night. The world could be burning, falling down, everything going crazy, our government's crashing down and burning. But as a child of God, I can rest in my Savior. And I can sleep soundly. Ask my wife, she hears me snore. Amen. Sufficient. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe. I don't know how you can be Pentecostal and believe you can lose your salvation. I can't lose something that I didn't do. God saved me. And it says right here, he says, that you may know that ye have eternal life. Listen, they're happy. And I'll say, I give it to the Pentecostals. I'm not casting stones at my brothers and sisters, but they're happy and they're knowing they can lose it. We ought to be happy knowing that we got it. Amen? Sorry, Brother Ken, I've got to get on. The blood of the Lamb is powerful and it's sufficient, but it's also sanctifying. The blood of Jesus cleanse us from all sin. I like the hymn writer said, the blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. I love the song. It will never lose its power. Listen, listen, church. It reaches to the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Amen. It will never lose its power. When I'm struggling at work and I'm struggling in my own life, it's the power of God that keeps me and helps me and gives me victory. What did Peter say? This blood is precious. It's sufficient. I don't know about you. Maybe you didn't think of it that way. The Bible says, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish was manifest in verse 20 in these times for you. For you. Thank God for what He's done for you. Now go tell someone else about it. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the rich salvation we have. Thank you for the precious, precious blood of Christ. Oh God, I pray if there will be one here tonight or one on live stream that doesn't understand what it means to be born again. Lord Jesus, you said ye must be born again. I pray tonight they'll come to you where they are, and they'll repent of their sin, and then they'll place their faith. They'll ask, Lord, that you would save them from their sin, forgive them, and then make them a child of the King. And Lord, I pray that as we have this invitation, if there's any sin in our life, God, anything, that we would confess it today as believers before we partake, before we remember the great sacrifice, the precious Lamb of blood of Jesus, the blood of Christ that was shed for our sins, that we would make sure we're confessed up and in right fellowship with man and with you. Have your way during this invitation. We turn it over to our pastor. In Jesus' name, amen.